That's God with us. We are messengers on FM 90.3 WJTL. It's the morning show today with Lisa and Liam.
Going to be seeing mostly sunny skies all day today for you. High around 50 degrees. Tonight, mostly clear. Low, 32. Tomorrow, about an 80% chance of rain. That's mainly after 3 p.m. Mostly cloudy skies during the morning hours. High cooling down to about 47 degrees. Currently in Harrisburg, 24 degrees. In Lancaster, 23.
We are hanging out with Jen of Gifts That Give Hope, the gift fair coming December 10th to the Farm and Home Center, Lancaster. And as always, Jen, when you're here, we have so much fun talking while the music is playing that we realize, oh, we better go on the radio and talk, right?
Yes.
I think I'm supposed to be working. Never feels like work with you. Before we talk about the gift fair, though, I just want to quickly mention your book. And yes. I know you didn't ask me to do this, but I said, Jen, we should do a whole segment on your book.
Mm-hmm.
So just talk a little bit about that. People might not know you have a book.
Well, a couple years ago, I wrote a book. I call it a collection of short stories. And a lot of them, the stories I wrote about are food vendors that have been part of the gift fair for many years, like Stroopies and Upahara. And of course, we've seen, you know, the evolution of different organizations, like Upahara used to have a food truck and a location that you could go to all the time, but now they do more catering type things. But the idea kind of came to me. I just was always inspired by the food, you know, vendors that are there and their stories and the social enterprise and how they use food as a force for good and providing employment for people that faced barriers to employment. And my grandmother was Italian, so food was just our love language, really, growing up. So, yeah.
Will the book be available in the marketplace?
It will. It will be in the marketplace. So there'll be a book and a couple other Food is Love merchandise. So
Yeah. So there is something for everybody on your list at the gift fair. Yes. Remind everybody just tuning in how it works.
Sure. The gift fair, we describe it as a live version of a gift catalog. You walk in, you can choose to make a charitable contribution, whether that's to a nonprofit that's local here, like Aaron's Acres or Benchmark. We were just talking about Swan a little bit ago. So you can find something for everybody on your list, whether it's a sports enthusiast or, you know, someone that's in banking or teachers, whatever it may be. And then there's a section that's the marketplace where you can find tangible goods that are either fair trade or social enterprise, everything. We describe it as a one-stop shop for gifts that make a difference.
And I invite people to get connected
right.
with you because you do so much more year-round and you have blogs and stories.
Yeah. Well, yeah, with the gift fair, we've really tried to kind of ramp up our presence, and we have a weekly blog where we share stories of the nonprofits and the social enterprises that are part of the gift fair because, yeah, we want the gift fair to be not just a place where you go to do your holiday shopping, but a place for the community at large to get plugged into volunteer opportunities or, you know, if you're new in the area, a lot of people moved to this area during the pandemic and may work remotely. And so the gift fair is a great place to come out and say, you know, I really want to get involved or volunteer. How do I get plugged in or find something that connects with my skill set?
Yeah. So December 10th, Farm and Home Center, hours again.
Oh, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m.
So 10 till 3. And it is such a festive environment because you walk around, you're in the Christmas spirit. There's always entertainment. Swan, I understand,
Swan,
will be there.
Yes, they will be performing from 12 to 12:30, I believe. So they're always the highlight.
And food?
Of course. We have food trucks and food vendors inside as well. So come hungry. We always say, invite a friend maybe that you haven't seen in a while and say, how about we come check out the fair together? Or maybe a neighbor that is new to the area or someone that has transportation challenges. Yeah. So come on out and have a festive time.
Yeah. And if we can't get there, you have opportunities now that we can shop online.
Yes, we have that live. I've been filling orders the past couple of weeks.
Nice.
So, so if you can't shop in person, you can shop online. So you can look for us anywhere, Facebook, Instagram. We have the link there to shop. And what's really neat is this is new for this year, if you went to the fair last year and you're looking for a nonprofit, we only have so much space at the actual event, but online you can shop from the nonprofits that were part of last year's fair. So we have been able to expand our website, and so you'll see the list of 2022 and then 2023 as well. So there's more opportunities and nonprofits you can support online.
Oh, nice. Nice. Yes. And what's that website again?
So that's giftsthatgivehope.org, and it'll redirect you to our Square site where we process orders.
All right. Well, Jen, thank you so much
for making the trip in here.
Yeah, this is great. Thanks for the honey. Mm-hmm. And Chad, thanks for the Twizzlers.
Anytime. Yes.
So, all right. We're going to get back to the music now. This is Phil Wickham and his new song, I Believe, on JTL.